Blessings from Battles. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, Psalm 34:19, it's certainly comforting to know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. In fact, in order to come through our many trials, difficulties, battles, and temptations victoriously, it is imperative that we make this promise in Romans 8:28 a vital part of our life. We need to get this principle so deeply ingrained within us that it becomes impossible for us to forget, neglect, or overlook it. Romans 8:28 is something that should be as much a part of our conscious and even subconscious thoughts and way of looking at things as the necessity of prayer, the importance of the Word, the inevitability of tests and trials, and the certainty of God's love. If you learn this simple equation, trials equal good, your life will be richer. If we fail to send the events of our daily lives through the filter of Romans 8:28, if we fail to constantly view our disappointments, hurts, problems, illnesses, etc., through the perspective that Romans 8:28 gives us, we will tragically miss many of the valuable lessons that the Lord is trying to teach us, and we will rob ourselves of the peace that comes from absolute trust in this precious promise and principle. If you learn the simple equation, trials equal good, your life will be more rich, life's lessons more profound, and your mind more tranquil. You will also more easily recognize the Lord's hand in the events in your life. It makes all the difference in the world whether you look at a flood of problems, trials, and tribulations just waiting to see the worst happen, or if you look at them with the excitement and challenge that comes from waiting to discover all the good that you know the Lord will bring out of them.